like to take this opportunity to welcome you back to Spirit Mornings with Bruce McGregor and
Chris McGregor
and Rome to Home, our Clericus Cup goalie extraordinaire, Father Andrew Rosa.
Yay!
Yay!
It's all kind of timid.
So, well, what's
good morning.
Good morning, and what else is occurring in Rome?
Well, you know, it's been a fairly slow news week here in Rome. Less going on than usual, but that doesn't mean that there's not anything going on. And in fact, it allows us to focus on something that's really important, actually, that the message to the world for the Day of Prayer for Vocations was released late last week. And that is pretty much the same as any other year of recent memory. There's always a message every year for the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, which usually takes place in the Easter season. But this year's a little different. The theme of this year's message is Vocations at the Service of the Church on Mission. And so Pope Benedict tells us in this message that the Church's nature is to be missionary. Speaking about the missionary aspect of the Church and about that aspect of our lives as people who are simply baptized and confirmed. Yet, of course, he emphasizes that within the body of Christ there is a particular call to priests, in particular, to be evangelizers and teachers, to provide the sacraments for all, and to provide service and leadership to the community of faith, to the community of believers. And he points out, of course, you know, that when Christ founded the Church, he founded it with apostles, with leaders who were primarily missionaries, mm-hmm. people who were pushed forth by the love of Christ. And, of course, it's that love that, in the final analysis, was their mission, and that is our mission, too. And it's that same love that helps form the body of Christ, that helps us, each of us, to take up our particular vocations within the larger context of the Church. And the Holy Father spoke about these various roles within the Church, about the importance of the living witness and testimony of consecrated religious, about the necessity of having contemplatives present within the Church who have the role of interceding on behalf of the rest of us in a special way. And, of course, the Holy Father both began and ended his message by speaking about the part that laity have to play in tending to the Church's mission, which ultimately is to go forth and baptize all in the name of the triune God and to bring them into the life of Christ himself. And along those lines, he made a really important point. He said that vocations to the priesthood or to religious life will only flourish in, quote, spiritual soil that is well cultivated, mm-hmm. unquote. So in other words, that vocations come out of families and they come from communities that have a sense of what it means to take part in the mission of the Church. They come from places that are passionate about living and proclaiming God's love. In other words, vocations really are everybody's business. I think about, for example, my own discernment process and how many different individuals and institutions were involved in some way, shape, or form in the discernment of my vocation. My family was probably the most important element, but I also received a lot of support in my faith from places like St. Margaret Mary, where I went to grade school and my parish growing up, from Creighton Prep, where I went to high school, from the people who were involved in ministering to the Catholic students at UNO. I'm indebted to other priests, diocesan and religious, who took an interest in helping me. Also very important for me were friends, peers who had a love of the faith, whether they were married or not, but also people who had grown up in sort of the good soil of faith. All of these people and places helped me to better understand the faith and understand how I was supposed to live it out. And it's the same for any young person today. You know, no matter what age or point in life we're at, we need support and friendship.
Amen. But
that is especially the case for young people today who are growing up in a world that's a lot more hostile to Christ than perhaps prior generations might have experienced. Mm-hmm. So what that means for us as Catholics, as people who want to go out and evangelize this culture, and we see the terrible statistics, we need to redouble our efforts to support and pray for our young people as they seek to understand what God wants for them, whatever that is, whether that be in marriage or religious life or priesthood. There may not be much that we can do actively for any one person in terms of giving them the faith explicitly, but there's absolutely no limit to what God can do with the prayers that we offer to Him. So, prayer for vocations becomes an absolutely kind of crucial part of being part of the church, of being part of this larger mission that we have. We seek to live it out in our own lives, but we also need people who are called to do it sort of 24/7, whose entire life is given over to this mission of evangelization. And so we ask God to send laborers out into the field. You know, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few.
Mm-hmm.
And He told us to ask for laborers, so we continue to do that. Now, the day of prayer, the official World Day of Prayer, is April 13th, but honestly, I'm not sure that there's any day within the church that isn't sort of a World Day of Prayer for mm-hmm. vocation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a real need. So I can't encourage you enough to pray for this in a special way, to pray for our young people, but especially to pray that the Lord gives young people the grace to respond if, in fact, they've been called to the priesthood or to the religious life, because it's truly an awesome, awesome call, and an awesome responsibility, but an awesome call that can give great joy and great life to the world. So the Pope's encouraging me to pray for vocations, and so am I.
And so are we.
And we are, too.
That's the long and the short of it. And then, you know, I just wanted to make another short point here. Earlier this week, on Tuesday, actually, I found myself heading up to Belgium and to France, which was really kind of neat. I had a classmate who is now a priest of the Diocese of St. Cloud, who came back to visit Rome to see his brother, who is also a seminarian here at the North American College. And he wanted to take a chance to get up north to see an old priest friend of ours, but also to visit a place that is important to him, that being the Church of St. Cloud in the western suburbs of Paris. Now, I thought growing up, I guess, that St. Cloud was just a town name, but in fact, it's more than that. He was a 6th century saint, originally known as Clodoald, who gave up the throne of France in order to become a hermit and eventually a priest.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. And he was really known for his gift of counsel and for the gift of healing. And so it was a real privilege to be able to go to this church and celebrate Mass over an altar which contained the relics of St. Cloud, or St. Cloud, as they call him in France.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as some listeners know, in the early church, it was really a common practice to place the relics of martyrs in particular, but great saints in general, under the altars, which sort of emphasized the connection between the sacrifice of the Eucharist and the testimony that the martyrs give to us about offering up our entire lives out of worship for the Father and out of love for the Church. And so it was really a tremendous experience to be able to do that with my brother priest, to go to the place of his diocese. You know, there are only two places in the world that I'm aware of that have relics of this saint, and that's the Church of St. Cloud, St. Cloud in Paris, and the Cathedral of the Diocese of St. Cloud in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I was able to see one other saint as well, another really great fellow, Blessed Damien of Molokai, buried outside of Brussels in a town called Leuven. And so this is the Damien who was willing to give up his life completely in order to go to the leper colony of Molokai in Hawaii, knowing full well that he would eventually contract the disease and suffer and die from it. And his life is truly an inspiration. He truly spent himself out of love for the poorest of the poor, and has been an inspiration to people ever since. And certainly it was a great opportunity for me to pray for the good fathers that have influenced me in my life, and there are several of them. So it was really a wonderful, wonderful blessing.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really wonderful opportunity to kind of pray into. I mean, these are saints that we don't hear very much about, but they. I mean, just the fact that they are saints, what an extraordinary lives they've led.
Well, absolutely, and the greatest example is this St. Cloud. I had no idea that he was a saint actually until a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
When my friend said, "Hey, yeah, let's go," and I said, "Yeah, this would be a good thing," and boy, it turns out that he is a true hero of our faith. I mean, somebody who gave up all the power that the world offered and became a great, great saint, who we don't hear a lot about, but yet there he is. It's sometimes kind of awe-inspiring to think of, you know, we talk about the cloud of witnesses. Mm-hmm. And you know the just the sheer quantity of great saints, and the large majority of whom, probably 99.9% of whom, we don't ever hear about, but there they are. They're praying for us and supporting us all along our journey. So
yeah, well, great. Thanks for sharing, Father. We deeply appreciate it. That was wonderful. And before we wrap up today, could we ask you to impart your blessing upon us and our listeners here today?
You betcha. Loving Father, we ask your blessing upon the listeners of this station today. We ask you to send your Spirit upon them. We thank you for all that you have done for us, for the many blessings that you have poured out upon us already in our lives. We ask you, Lord, to help us to live the love that you have for us with our brothers and our friends, and to truly share and to make present the love of Christ in both ours and their lives. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Father Andrew Rosa, God bless. Thanks so much, and we look forward to next Thursday, and good luck with the Clericus Cup continuing here.
Thank you very much.
Good luck saying it, Bruce.
Yeah. Okay.
Clericus Cup.
Yeah. We'll start that game.
God, I wouldn't.